Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Done interviews with just sunglasses on.
I have to keep them on to protect myself from the fire, which I'm about to bring to the world. Racism's for the poor people, because if you keep the poor people divided, they can't wake up long enough to do what I did and read about how money works. The future is based on enslavement. It's based on removing your freedoms, telling you you're going to be safe, to keep you believing the lies, and being a good slave until you die. It's almost like I predicted Corona itself. You know, when Noah built the ark, he was a crazy right-wing conspiracy theorist, until it started to rain, right? Now he's not crazy anymore. But now that we have the internet, and now people can look and fact check things themselves, to like, oh, okay, well, our propaganda mechanisms, they still work. Corona's proved a lot of that. They still work, but it's getting harder and harder. So we need to distract the people. We need to distract them. Did you know all the police are racist? All of them. Every single police officer is racist. You know they're going to kill you for no reason? Did you know that? Mm-hmm. It's a control mechanism.
Who do you think is in charge of the world?
Want me to go Alex Jones? On a level of 1 to 10, how Alex Jones do you want me to go?
No, I want you to tell me what you think. Like, if you had to say, all right, there's all of this kind of coordination to some degree that's happening, specifically around mainstream media, around the narratives that are created, and they're done with a specific purpose in mind.
Yep.
Who are the people who are planning that or trying to coordinate all this?
Okay, so I don't think it's like dark room. Oh, it is actually kind of like this, but I don't want people to imagine I'm thinking as like dark room dudes sitting around making plans. It's kind of like that, but it's just, you know, dinner clubs and golf clubs, etc. What I truly
not dark rooms, lighted rooms,
lit rooms. Yeah, lit very fancy, nice rooms. No, but what I truly believe it is that every single human on earth tries their very best to propagate their worldview. For the same reason we're doing this podcast, we're trying to explain to people how we think based on our own experiences and how we think the world should be, right? So if you have a worldview and you try your best to propagate it, the more powerful you are, the more influence you have over people, the more likely you are to influence your worldview. It's the same with any company, right? When you walk into your company at work, you want to say, look, do this, do this, do this, and people obey. You don't want to say, do this, do this, do this, and people disobey. So if you're a very, very important person and you're in charge of things and you control, I don't know, all the food in a country, you don't want a minister that's going to give you trouble. Why would you want members of parliament to give you trouble? This is your country. You basically own all the land. So you want a minister who's going to say, yes, sir, no, sir. It's your company. So the more powerful you are, the more likely you are to appoint people that enforce your worldview. And there's certain people in the world today that have so much influence. I don't even think they necessarily believe they're doing anything evil. But they think and view the world a certain way, and they use all of their political leverage, all of their friendships, and all their financial leverage to try and point the world in the direction they want it to go. And that's exactly what's happening. These are the people who control the world. The people who control everything. They control everything. They control the news. They decided, I'm not going to give my political views, but the people who own the news channels decided it was better if Trump wasn't in the White House. They thought, you know what? He doesn't listen to us, and I think I know best, and I want a president who's senile and will sign anything we give him.
And that's why Andrew Tate is banned. You think the globalists love black people? They got a special place of hate in their heart for them. That's why they give them gangster rap. That's why they ship in the cocaine and the guns, which are banned for the average black folks to have, but the criminals have. Here's a clip.
Hey, man, Philadelphia's losing his mind. People losing their mind out here. It's bullets everywhere.
Continued disgust over the constant violence citywide. Tonight, one man speaking with us under the condition of anonymity after he says he watched a brazen, bold shooter open fire on a group of men at 60th and Race Streets in broad daylight.
In my apartment, I see a young boy walking back and forth. You got a full hoodie on. Who's my suit on? Kept looking at his phone, looking at his phone. He looked at his phone 3 times. Put it back in his pocket and they cut the corner and just started squeezing.
Philly police say it was just after 5 p.m. when a gunman pulled the trigger on 4 men who sit in these chairs and socialize every single day. One of the 4 is now dead.
We just heard a rapid gunfire. Yeah, it was just a lot of shots and a little bit of screaming.
All right, I'm going to jam in a bunch of calls next segment that MTG joins us for 2 segments. And then I really got ready for today's show. I've got energy cutoffs, attacking the children. I've got critical intel. I mean, I got a lot of it. And then they gave me something about 20 minutes ago that is so big, I'm not even sure I'm going to cover it on this show. Because if I just in the last hour, oh, here's this huge thing, nobody cares. This This stack of news here is big. El Grande. This, I will cover it bottom of the hour. Be right back. Stay with us.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've absolutely got to hit all this breaking news. We have MTG coming up. I promise you'll get your phone calls, but look at this article by Jamie White with links to the announcements out of Canada. Ministry of Climate Change, Trudeau installing weapons armories, interrogation rooms for climate police force. I mean, this is the Great Reset. Unbelievable. That's coming up. Macron says the end of abundance is here. Just be ready to be totally poor. We have just got so much to cover. This news out of Texas is so big and it's so positive. I'll hit it bottom of the hour and then all this other news in a big news blitz. But right now, let's get to more of these callers that have been holding on the big subject I raised, started the first hour. We've been talking about this over 2 hours now. The Democrats saying Trump's to blame. The vaccine doesn't work. It's poisonous. Congressional reports. All these Republicans fleeing. All these minions that ran it. Fauci and others and Burks coming out saying it didn't work. And Trump's still sitting there being set up. But who is responsible? It's the UN. It's the globalists that control the Defense Department that set all this up. It's Obama. And that's what I'm telling Trump, is he needs to go after the guilty, not the ones that set him up. But he's still sitting there. Dan in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Howdy there, Mr. Jones. Name's Trapper Dan. I used to do mining there, deep down there, and hunting wild game and devil hunting on the side there. But now I'm a trap man, and that COVID, one big old trap. Jay Sticks, big trap.
I say, I hate rabbits.
Global homo and that devil trap.
That rascally rabbit, what you hold you? I say, boy, you bother me.
Sorry there, boss. Sorry, go ahead there.
So you're trying to get Mel Blanc's job as the Yosemite Sam or Foghorn Leghorn? Which one is it?
Well. Not your job, but I think some nobody set that trap for the Illuminati thing.
I appreciate your call, man. Very, very, very funny. Very, very funny call.
I hate rabbits.
Damn you, yeah. I'm the roughest, toughest hombre west of the Pecos. Yeah, there's... I mean, he's on the elephant. He's like, damn you, yeah. Oh, my Lord. You long-eared galoot. Very funny. Russell in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor. Good morning.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, X2 has saved my life, and I just wanted to thank you for that amazing product.
It is game-changing. It is amazing.
It is. I just want to bring up, there's a video online of Bill Gates talking about meeting President Trump in March of 2017 in the White House. And Bill Gates says he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was advising him that vaccines were doing bad things.
That's right. For those that don't know, you're quoting a video interview on National News with Bill Gates talking about how he convinced Trump to be pro-vaccine.
That's right. Well, so the idea, well, he was saying that Trump was resisting, and because he had the advice of the great hero, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And my question is, 3 years later, fast forward to, March of 2020 and the pandemic is taking off. Where was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Why did Trump, distance himself from him and stop taking his advice? I think, and I know it's not a popular thing to say, but it's an issue of blackmail. And it's Bill Gates and the Clintons, and they had blackmail with him with Jeffrey Epstein. And I think
it may be true. I've never seen evidence of Trump on the airplane or being to the island, but I mean, Trump is acting like he's blackmailed, Russell. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's jam in another one here. I say let's take a call from Shay in South Carolina. You're on the air, Shay.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm in the fight. It's where I wanted to be, so it's definitely interesting.
Me too, buddy. Well, I just wanted to absolutely say, yes, Trump has to come out against this vaccine or the jab or whatever, and I believe he will. My husband seems to believe he's compartmentalizing and working with the voters, and that may be true, but his base is watching. And so if Trump is listening, your base can be a blessing or a curse. You know, it's your choice. And back to Trump again, I believe he had to do warp speed. I think their plan was to keep us locked down for quite a long time, much longer than we were. I don't believe that he knew that this was a poisonous jab. And I believe absolutely he has to come out. He has to come out. Or all of us will turn the other way. He will lose every single one of us, period.
Shay, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Matt in New York. Matt, go ahead.
Yo, what's up? I think the main problem we got is that we're looking at individual pieces of the puzzle instead of putting the puzzle together and realizing that we had not one representative for us that's supposed to be protecting us from stuff like this, but put together the data that the whole thing was a hoax. And that just on the ventilators alone, how do we even get the ventilators is enough to charge everybody? You're putting something with a 90% kill rate for a lung infection. I mean, Alex, you're a smart guy. I love you, brother. But I mean, if we look at the data, the cold and the flu went away. I mean, where did it go? Which is, you know what I mean? Like someone has to help me out because I don't see this COVID thing. I just see a big hoax.
It was definitely all hyped up to get us to take the poison shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I see, man. I mean, like, I'll debate anyone, and I'm a retarded construction worker. But, I mean, I'm looking at
the old... No, you're smart, brother. You got street smarts. So what do we do?
We have to try. A whole government has to stand on trial and tell us, why did we get locked down for a lung infection? Okay. Why did you promote ventilators with a 90% kill rate for absolutely the wrong treatment for...
Well, it was done because they wanted to start the war against small businesses and to collapse the world economy, which is now accelerated. Thank you, Matt. Great points. Wes in Kansas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to you for 20 years. I can't help. I mean, I'm a Trump fan, and I love him, but I can't help think about maybe he's part of the plan because, you know, think about everything he's done when he was in office. You know, we still have an issue with immigration, taxes, Federal Reserve, you know, and then now with the vaccines. So, you know, that makes me think maybe he's part of the plan and he's going along with it.
I mean, I think if he doesn't start coming out now, he's with the plan no matter what. I mean, I think it's proof's in the pudding here. That's why we're talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely, because all the key issues haven't changed, you know. So, I mean, where do we go?
Powerful points, my friend. Thank you for calling. We're jamming in as many calls as possible. Matt in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I think that Trump has the majority of the blame here because he chose to listen to Anthony Fauci. His history with AZT and AIDS was out there. He chose not to partner with the frontline doctors and listen to what they were saying. I mean, He chose to listen to the pharmaceuticals that start Warp Speed. Why didn't he call other doctors around the country and hospitals and say, listen, what's happening here? Who is this affecting? He would have known that it affected mostly older, comorbid people. And he could have stopped this in its tracks. At that time, we needed a leader, not a follower. We needed somebody to stop the vaccine and say, listen, let's just wait 6 months. Let's see what's happening. I told my mother the same thing. She was indoctrinated by the MSM. She said, I need to get the vaccine so I can visit my grandkids. I said, wait, 6 months, just wait. And that's what we needed Trump to do, be a leader. And he wasn't, and he failed us. And I was a big Trump supporter.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And you're absolutely right. The point is, they're now openly setting him up, and so then Bill Gates and Fauci get off. Somebody wants to, like, say, get rid of Trump or defend Trump. Forget Trump. We need him to, like, go after the real people that did it. Because I know he didn't mastermind this. That's all I'm talking about. All right, we'll be right back with MTG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Patriot in Congress, fearless, smart, and amazing. That's why the enemy attacks her. That's why we celebrate her. She is breaking the heart of the New World Order. And she joins us for two short segments. She got SWAT teamed last night. We've had it happen. Steve Bannon's had it happen. But now they've done it to her, and the person took credit. National News is reporting because MTG doesn't want to sterilize little girls and little boys. So to give us the exclusive breakdown is MTG. God bless you, Congresswoman. Tell us what happened.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. I got swatted last night because of the legislation that I introduced, Protect Children's Innocence Act. And whoever this person is, they are going to hunt him down and find him. They called the 911 center and reported that someone had been shot in my home, and that there were children in my home, and created a scenario that there was still an active shooter in my home. Police, of course, our great local law enforcement here in Rome, came to my house as fast as possible, but prepared for an unknown situation. And swatting is extremely dangerous. The intent of it is to get someone killed. I, a sitting member of Congress, was their target. They wanted to get me killed, and that's why they called the police. But, Alex, I want to tell you, our local police here, they're the good guys. They really are the good guys, and they handled everything really well. But it really scared me, and I can go into detail about how that played out.
Lay that out, and then let's talk about the scumbag who took credit for this.
Absolutely. It was just after 1 o'clock in the morning. I was sound asleep in my bed in my home here in Rome, Georgia. Heard a knock on the door, heard a doorbell, heard people outside my house. I could hear them outside my windows. And I got up quickly. I got dressed. I saw a few lights outside, but it wasn't police lights going. I could just tell there were cars out there where they shouldn't be. And I actually, before I left my bedroom, I picked up my gun, as I always do, to answer the door. And I was,
well, yeah, you're a major target.
Yeah. If you're going to come to my house and I don't know you're coming, I will answer the door with my firearm. And that's what people should do. But I had this really strange gut feeling, Alex, that something was wrong. So I put my gun down, and it's odd for me to do that. That's not normal. Went down the hallway, went into my foyer and saw police out on my front porch, and they looked extremely serious and very concerned. Opened the front door, and they immediately asked me, is everything okay, ma'am? Are you okay? And, of course, I was shocked, and I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know if they were bringing me bad news or you know, come for whatever reason. And I said, yeah, I was sound asleep. I'm okay. You know, what's happening? And that's when they informed me about the call that had come in. And I, of course, said, I was like, please come in my house. Please check my house and make sure everything's okay. My daughter woke up and she came out. And, of course, she was scared, too. We both were, because it's really terrifying to have, you know, police come to your home in the middle of the night with a story like that and to know that you're being swatted. And the police knew it, too. They said, yeah, you're being swatted. And, Alex, here's the issue that makes me so angry. Not only does it put my life in danger and my family's life in danger, it also puts the police officers' lives in danger. And that makes me very angry. But I have to tell you, our police here, they are amazing. They did a really good job. They understood the situation, took it very seriously, made sure my home was safe. They're continuing to watch it. And
I was about to say, my experience being swatted over and over again, we haven't talked a lot about it, is the police start watching your house more and start protecting you even more because they realize you're being targeted.
Yes, they do. And they're wonderful. I mean, Alex, our local law enforcement, these are the good guys. They get the crime off of our streets. They protect children. They go after the real criminals and drug dealers and all the problems we have. But they are lacking resources and they're lacking manpower.
Well, that's right. While they were at your house, there was car wrecks and robberies they could have been dealing with.
Exactly. And it's such a waste of resources. And that's, here's what it is, though, in my situation, considering the fact that this sicko wanted to have me killed by police at my own home and was willing to use the police to do that to me. It's really political terrorism, Alex. That's what this is, political terrorism, because they think that they're going to scare me and intimidate me into not pushing my legislation and protecting kids. But I'm going to tell you, Alex, I am more committed to it than ever before. If they want to declare war on me like this, then they don't understand who I am. If I do anything at the end of the day, the only one thing I care about is protecting our kids, and the left's disgusting, perverted, radical, evil agenda to force kids into these horrific genital mutilation surgeries is something that I'll go all the way for.
And they've got a problem. Even Bill Maher's turned against them. Even mainline Democrats. States are passing all these laws. People are really waking up to this pedophile agenda. That's what it is. Not just rape a child, but steal their identity and then take away parental rights and have them sterilized. Or mutilated. I mean, this couldn't be a bigger issue.
I totally agree. And Alex, to me, it's like this. It's like the line in the sand for the Republican Party. If Republicans can't get on board and stop this, then what are Republicans even worth? I can't imagine a more important issue to create a federal law to protect kids from this disgusting, like you said, it is like pedophilia. It is child abuse. And we have federal laws that protect kids from child abuse, sex, child abuse, trafficking, all of these things. We need to protect our kids that are under 18 and stop this industry, this
Absolutely.
Profit.
Well, what's worse than raping a little girl or a little boy? Tricking them into signing up to have their genitals cut off. I mean, this is beyond pedophilia. This is literally a demonic child abuse cult.
Yes, it is. It is a sick cult. That is right. Child abuse cult. And they're making a fortune off of it. And it's an industry that will only grow. And they want to use federal tax dollars to fund it. That's another thing that is absolutely disgusting. And then, there's an issue of some of my colleagues are arguing with me saying, this is really a state rights issue. No, it's not. It's not a states' rights issue. I'm a big believer in state rights. I believe in state rights.
But if states want to legalize slavery again, they can't do it. We already had a civil war. And if they want to legalize chopping children's genitals off, we're going to have another war.
Yeah, people are not going to stand for this. Especially, Alex, if you think about states like California, where they want to take away parents' rights to protect their children from this disgusting agenda. So kids aren't safe in California. That's why this is not a... This is not a states' rights issue. This is a federal issue, and it is our duty.
100%. Our duty. Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, it's a federal issue when there's child abuse happening.
Yeah, but you know what else, Alex? I mean, you've been a victim of swatting. I've been a victim of swatting. This needs to end. These people that do this, they need to be held to a higher standard. There needs to be an.
Well, as you know, swatting's got a lot of people killed. They need to be charged with attempted murder. We'll be right back with MTG. Stay with us.
Elevave TP, PQQ, CoQ10. The list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA.
This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, last night, after this individual called in a fake report of a shooting with children at Marjorie Taylor Greene's home in Georgia, it came out that the Rome Floyd 911 says the person called because they're mad at her for her transgender legislation to ban sterilizing children, which is just eugenics by another name. That's why they SWAT teamed her. But I wanted to show you just a couple of the current things in the news of how sick this is. This is mainstream news. They're doing this to kids. Boston Children's Hospital, says a link to the news, cut off flesh from a girl's forearm and thigh and remake that into a non-functioning penis. This is just mutilating children. This is like Hellraiser stuff. Sex Change Clinic's sponsored conference that pushes child transgenderism. World's youngest transgender model, two transparents. That's just some of this. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you had more to say about this in your legislation to ban this garbage and why the left is so incredibly angry at you.
Yeah, so, you know, they think they're intimidating me with their political terrorism. I'm going to tell you something right now, Alex. They can't intimidate me. As a matter of fact, they've made me dig in even harder. So my bill is the Protect Children's Innocence Act. Anyone watching this, what you can do is you can call your representative in the House of Representatives and tell them to co-sponsor my bill. We need every single Republican on it because we have to start the push right now so that when we take back the majority in January, this is a bill that we can get passed, and I believe we can do it, especially if we're in charge in the House. So it's the Protect Children's Innocence Act. Make sure that your representative knows about it. And we also need a bill in the Senate, too. We need a Republican in the Senate to step up and do it. I've already talked to Blake Masters in Arizona. He says if he's elected, he'll introduce it. I've already talked to J.D. Vance in Ohio. He says if he's elected, he'll introduce it. So we have brave Senate candidates that are willing to do it. And I would love to see some of our current senators introduce it as well. But we need every single Republican on this bill, and it needs to be promoted. It needs to be passed. We need a federal law to stop this child abuse and protect children from those horrific images you just showed us, because it truly is a sick and evil attempt to destroy children and radically change them into something they never want to become. So it's so important.
Well, if I came into a hospital as a full-grown adult and said, I want you to cut my left arm off, they put me in a mental institution. Or I said, I want you to cut my finger off. But, oh, cut a little girl's arm off and then make it into a fake genitals. I mean, it's insane. And they're just doing it, and it's incredible. And it's time to start saying no, and that's happening. You're leading the charge. We're so proud of you. You wanted to talk about the difference we talked during the break between federal and local law enforcement.
Yes, there is a difference. Now, the left has the defund the police movement, which we know is causing lawlessness all over America. And the crime rates are the proof. This is exactly what they want. They want lawlessness. The Democrats, the left, they're the party of lawlessness because they thrive on chaos. Now, I had recently said defund the FBI after they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now, what I'm talking about with defund the FBI is we have got to gut these federal agencies of these unelected bureaucrats that abuse their positions of power to politically target their enemies. And this is something that our federal government should never become, should never be. As a matter of fact, this is exactly what our founders warned us against. But what we have to do, Alex, as Republicans, is we can't just talk about it and say it on the news. We can't just hold committee hearings and investigations so that Republican members of Congress can pump out their 5-minute C-SPAN clips. We need real action and accountability following what we find out and what we expose. Because otherwise, what is the point? What is the point of having the majority and actually controlling and having power if we use and stop the weaponization of the federal government against their enemies and against the innocent American people? It has to end, and we have to do something about it.
Well, that's why they're so scared of you. Shifting gears, Fauci leaving, Burks admitting the shots didn't work, the Walensky, the current head of the CDC, saying, okay, we lied to you. It was the Democrats tried forced inoculation. The Democrats that pushed lockdown. Trump just said, if you want to take it, take it. But I really want to see Trump, now that the rats are leaving the sinking ship, come out and point out it was Bill Gates and Fauci and them. I see the thing hurting Trump more than anything, which I don't want to happen, is that he hasn't come out and admitted that he was lied to. Just big picture, what do you make of Fauci leaving?
Well, what I make of Fauci leaving is I see it completely different. I don't think Fauci gets to just decide he's done and gets to go home and enjoy retirement. No, I don't think so. This is the man that lied to us on television every single day. He lied under oath to Congress and in congressional hearings in the House and the Senate. He has lied and lied, and he was completely involved in a total part of our tax dollars going towards this gain-of-function research, creating the COVID-19 virus, which was created in the Wuhan lab. The virus gets unleashed all over the world. It has killed millions of people. I mean, you think about the elderly, our parents and grandparents that died in nursing homes alone, people that died in hospitals alone, people that were forced to take this vaccine that Dr. Fauci promoted and promoted and promoted, And Alex, now we're seeing the vaccine does nothing for them. And the people that are vaccinated, quadruple vaccinated, they're the ones getting COVID over and over again. It's not us. I'm not vaccinated. I've had COVID one time and I have not had it since. And we don't know what it's doing to people's bodies, the mRNA vaccine technology. And we've seen doctors and many medical experts come out and warn against it. And then they're canceled by big tech. We have the VAERS system. Let's talk about that for a second, Alex. I also have a bill to Justice for Vaccine Victims Act. What it does is it investigates all of the reports of vaccine injuries and deaths on VAERS. And there's so many. These people are being silenced and ignored while Pfizer has the liability protection and gets to just make a fortune, so much money off of these vaccines that were mandated and forced on countless numbers of Americans. And that should have never happened. So when it comes to Dr. Fauci and anyone in the CDC and anyone in our government agencies and our federal government, you know what? They should be held accountable. Fauci doesn't get to go home. He should be put in jail. That is exactly where that man belongs. And other people that were involved in that, they should go to jail because millions of people died and millions of people were forced to take a vaccine they didn't want to take and have suffered. They've suffered miscarriages. They have suffered myocarditis. They have suffered neurological problems. The list goes on and on and on. And then there's people that have died and no one is, you're not allowed to talk about that. Oh, no, you can't talk about it because if you talk about it, then, oh, you're spreading vaccine misinformation. Well, you know what? I don't really give a damn. I think we need to talk about it. It has to be talked about because people's lives were affected and people potentially died. And when that needs to be investigated, and if all of that is true, which I believe it is, then people should go to jail. And Dr. Fauci is top on that list.
Absolutely. MTG4America.com. Everybody share that, MTG4, this is the number 4, America.com. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. We're praying for you. You're a champion and a leader, and we salute you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Wow. Thank God she or the police, her daughter, and didn't get hurt last night. Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, we're going to come back and hit all this news that's built up that I haven't hit yet, and I may take over some of the next hour to finish calls. I'm not sure, but we've just got so much to hit here separately. We can't stay in attack formation without your support. So share the articles, share the videos, share the live feed, Infowars.com/show. It's the last few days for you to get The Great Reset and the War for the World, my new book, signed. We've sold out of the unsigned. We had thousands set aside for signed copies. It's a fundraiser. Thanks for your support. If you want to get a signed book of this historic Death Star plan, you can get it at Infowarsstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is about to sell out. It's still at 40% off. Came back in stock. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, over the top of your heart and your whole body. It just came back in, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, back in stock, 40% off. Thank you for the funding. Plus, these are incredible products you need. Go now to the coordinates to fund the rebellion and get amazing, life-expanding, extending products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain?
Well, California has officially announced banning all gasoline and diesel engines. Yeah, it's on. Nobody else is doing it. We're just being shut down. But folks are striking back, and my state isn't perfect, but I'm proud of Texas. Go woke. Get the hell out. Texas bans Wall Street giants, BlackRock, Credit Suisse, and others over energy boycott. The Big Zero Hedge article, we're posting it to Infowars.com. BlackRock, BNP, Credit Suisse, and others are among the first firms that Texas has just issued what will now be banned from working with the state due to their hostility to energy industry. After almost a year of suspense that cost banks, business in Texas, and municipal bond issuance avoidance firms, which status was unclear amid the probe, Bloomberg reports that Glenn Hegar, the Republican state comptroller, on Wednesday named the firms he will prohibit from entering into the most contracts with the state and its local entities after the office found the boycott of the fossil fuel sector. This is the opposite of SEGs. SEGs are where they get local, state, and federal, national governments around the world to say you can only spend money with the globalists and all their failed stuff designed to destroy civilization. This is saying we're not doing business with you. And this is how you strike back. More than 150 firms were sent detailed inquiries requesting information on whether they were shunning the oil and gas industry in favor of sustainable investment and financial goals. Remember, they're not doing drilling in Texas now, but they're doing it in Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. As a reminder, the survey was triggered by GOP-backed state law that took effect on September 1st, 2021, which limits Texas governments from entering into certain contracts with firms that have curbed ties with carbon-emitting energy companies. And it goes on from there. So Larry Fink is not a happy New World Order camper. Here is the announcement by the comptroller in Texas. This is some good news. It lists all the companies banned from doing business with the state. They want to cut our energy off? We cut them off from the taxpayer. Meanwhile, Ministry of Climate Change Trudeau installing weapons armories, interrogation rooms for climate police force. What did they say 2 years ago during the lockdown? They said next is carbon lockdowns and green police. Big article up on Infowars.com. You should share it. Because just because you know it doesn't mean other people don't. And I'm not patronizing you. I'm just saying, stop thinking you're just an audience member. I know most of you know that. But for those that don't, you are the victory. If the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. Such a big article. And this we could do. I mean, the detention camps, the interrogation centers. I mean, this alone, with they're admitting it. I mean, this is a 3-hour, 4-hour show right here. I mean, this is incredible. Then you see that Super Bowl ad from 12 years ago, and you realize it's not a joke. Macron warns of the end of abundance as France faces difficult winter. Says it's for the earth to cut carbon. They want to make you poor by design. And then I have the article here. For some reason, I can't find it. Well, you guys punch it up. It's on Infowars.com. California bureaucracy announces regulations to ban gasoline and diesel engines starting next year, phased into the next decade, by listing carbon dioxide as a deadly poison. Top story on InfoWars. Guys, just hit refresh. Go to InfoWars.com. I can pull it up on my phone, actually. So, there it is. California demands sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. But the key is it's being phased in now. And they don't have the power plants to even charge electric cars. Currently, electric cars are dozens of times more toxic than gas-powered cars. But the car companies are following orders. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, they've all announced no more gas cars within 5 years. And they just canceled the Hellcat Challenger and the Hellcat Dodge. And I've owned both those cars as a therapy animal. Just the rumbling of that Hemi engine is very relaxing. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable developments on every single front. And then I've got stories like these. Another UN official arrested for rape. Charges dropped because they have diplomatic immunity. Isn't that just cute? UN diplomat dodges New York City rape rap thanks to diplomatic immunity. And it just goes on and on and on from there. But then I see stories like this one. Sometimes they say a picture tells 1,000 words. This tells 1,000,000 words. That weird demon creature that's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, is now in new videos where he can't even talk. Well, that's a prerequisite to be a New World Order minion like Biden. John Fetterman speaking incomplete sentences continues to be a struggle. The guy is a total tyrant, and he's one of the main people with the Democrats in Texas that run the border, smuggling hundreds of thousands of children into a black hole in Pennsylvania. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your enemy. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a demon creature on display at every single level. Now, let me hit this, because this is a big, big deal. You knew this was coming, and you know a man by his enemies. The very same law firm that bankrupted Remington is quarterbacking all the lawsuits against us. But I'll be in trial in 3 weeks in Connecticut, where the judge already says I'm guilty. He's quarterbacking the lawsuits for $27 billion against the state of Texas. The local police chief ordered the police stand down. The state police showed up 30 minutes into it. I'm not absolving them, but taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for that. It's not the police job to protect you. It's your job to protect you. But Uvalde was terrible, but the same ambulance chasers that don't want us to be able to be armed are now suing the state of Texas, the state police, the Texas Rangers, and the Border Patrol. Well, let's sue the lawyers. They didn't show up either. For $27 billion. Yeah, first they start out with Remington, then they go to Alex Jones, and now they move on to Texas. Uvalde families to sue gun manufacturer, gun store, as part of massive $27 billion lawsuit, including Daniel Defense, and it gets better. This is ABC News. Father of Uvalde shooting victim retains lawyer who sued makers of rifle used at Sandy Hook, Koskoff and Koskoff of Connecticut. Meanwhile, the U.S. government warned against warrantless gun checks on the people's houses while the border is wide open. So I told you, you were like, how are you handling it, Jones? What's it like? You know, they come after who's in their way. And I told you, it's Alex Jones today, it's you tomorrow. And now the taxpayers of Texas, who these very groups are trying to disarm with Beto O'Rourke, hell yes, we'll ban your semi-auto. Now they want $27 billion of taxpayer money to pay the gun control law firms who are suing everybody, including people that were killed by guns in Fast and Furious. Eric Holder ships the guns in secretly. They come back, they kill people. And these law firms don't sue Eric Holder or Obama. They sue Alex Jones. They sue Remington. People say, well, that doesn't make sense. When you get one of these rigged judges, they control everything that can be said. They tell the jury you're guilty. It happens. They're going to have Democrat-controlled jurisdictions, just like Uvalde. Tell that jury you're going to give $27 billion. And they're going to use that $27 billion to take your guns with all these other lawyers who are suing all the gun manufacturers. Now you understand why we can't let a single one of the people under attack go down. And first and foremost amongst that is Infowars.com. So buy a Remington 700 rifle to defend yourself and hunt deer. Buy DNA Force Plus. Get a great reset in the war for the world. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get the Ultimate Fish Roll back in stock 50% off. And know that, baby, we're the tip of the spear. And when you fund us, you're the tip of the spear. Go now. Get DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.